He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
To the Thursday morning, welcome to October, welcome to fall, and welcome to the first day of the fourth quarter of 2015, and it's not getting off to a very good start. The Dow, which was up about 180 points in the pre-market futures, started to fade. Those futures started to fade. The Dow opened up about 50, 60 points and quickly faded. The Dow is now down 83 points. It's at 16,201. The Dow is off 0.5%, and this comes on the heel of yesterday's rally, which is typical of bull markets grinding to a halt. Rallies are sold. Just the opposite of pullbacks are bought. The S&P 500 is down 5 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,915. It's down 0.4%. Had a nice rally yesterday. Had a brief little green open this morning, and then that has quickly faded into a loss for the day. There's a long ways to go between now and the end of the day, however. Boy, there's a lot of forces at work right now in the world. The NASDAQ is down 27 points right now, 0.6%. The NASDAQ is at 4,593. Could not hold on to that 5,000 level for the second time in the last 15 years. We'll see if it's able to get back to it anytime soon. Crude oil, having a good day. That's probably keeping the market from being down even more. Crude oil is at 46.64. There's a little skirmish going on in Syria right now. Gold is at 11.16, the euro is at 1.119, and people are flocking right now to the 10-year bond, 2.02%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, it's been said, and I've witnessed this over the years, that bull markets go up escalators. Steady as she goes, a little bump here and there, step by step. And bear markets can go down elevators, and I've witnessed this. I've seen it in stocks. I've seen long, arduous climbs in stocks fall apart with almost straight down moves like an elevator would make after that long escalator climb up. And that's what you have to worry about here in the market. Now, I don't see that around the next corner, but I do see the escalator has reached the third floor. There's only three floors in this building. And I just see a grinding to a halt of the bull market, which I said in my newsletter was born on that day back in March of 2009. And it's been going up, and earnings have been growing up. Going up ever since. And now those earnings are starting to grind to a halt. It's not the end of the world. This can actually turn into a profitable situation. But right now we're kind of in that transition phase, aren't we? There's not a trend up and there's not a trend down. However, there are a lot of individual areas of the market that are now entering into bear territory. And there are individual opportunities in sectors, in indexes, and individual stocks on the downside. And there's still opportunities on the upside. In fact, I have two good stocks to feature today that still look good on the upside. It's a stock market of stocks, of individual stocks. Every day I take a look at about 4,200. Included in that database are individual stocks, our sectors, indexes, inverse funds, mutual funds, exchange traded funds, and even closed-end funds. and I rank them on a relative basis, one against another. Where possible, I take into account valuation. This comes into play in the individual stocks because valuation is critical. When stocks become fully valued or when indexes become fully valued, that dictates a different direction to take in the management of your portfolio. Valuation is very critical. Now, some things I can't put values on. Mutual funds, I can't put valuations on. Biotechs with no earnings, very difficult to value. But they do have relative strength numbers. Some of them have long-term track records, 10 years or longer. Some have intermediate, 5 years. Some have 3 year, 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month. 1 month, and these all contribute to what I call my own proprietary momentum grade. There's still some strong momentum grades out there, and there's some very, very weak ones. We separate at times like this the vulnerable from the downright ugly to those that are still holding up and to those that flourish in an environment like this. We have everything laid on the table. I guess we're kind of the alternative investment management firm in America, Gunderson Capital Management, because we don't really do things the traditional way. I don't size you up, enter your birth date and your risk tolerance into a computer. In fact, I asked my financial planner here the other day, we were having a meeting, and we use a software package for financial planning, which gives us a basic look at how we should be investing your assets at this point in your life. In fact, we use two software packages. And I asked my financial planner, who has a degree from a very fine college, one of the finest in the country, who spent a year training under one of the largest insurance companies in the country, and they taught him how to traditionally asset allocate. And I said, Stephen, same name as my son, but he's got a V instead of a PH. I said, Stephen, what are the asset classes that the software has built into it? And he said, well, Bill, it has stocks, and it has bonds, and it has cash. And I said, Stephen, is there a fourth asset class built into the formula that's inverse funds, hedging? You know, some of the great mutual or some of the great investors in America hedge all the time. They have hedging strategies to take some risk off the table, to smooth out the ride a little bit. Our cars have shock absorbers. Go over a bumpy washboard dirt road, it'll take a little bit of the bump out of the road and smooth out the ride. And if it gets downright ugly, those inverse funds can come in quite handy. I asked him again, does that software have in it any type of inverse fund or hedging capabilities? And obviously the answer is no. This is one of the most popular software packages used by financial planners all over the world. And I'm here to challenge that software package and the traditional way of financial planning by saying, does it take into account all of the what ifs? What if the bond market were to implode? No, I'm not predicting that right around the corner, but down the road a piece. What if it were to implode? What if the U.S. stock market were to implode? That only leaves one asset class, cash. I can't make any money in cash. More than likely, my dollars are going to shrivel up. If the market or the bond market and the dollar were to implode and inflation were to hit, sitting in cash is the worst place to be. Precious metals might come in handy at some point in time. They haven't fulfilled the predictions of the doomsday prophet so far over the last several years. And my Best Stocks Now app on a relative basis has told me to avoid gold. But at some point in time, it may come in real handy. But even more handy than that, I started learning about inverse funds way back when. I was one of the first customers of the pro funds. I was using them in variable annuities many years ago when they were first being invented. And then along came the ETF versions of inverse funds. I want you to start getting comfortable with the concept. It's no different in owning an index fund on the S&P 500 than owning an inverse index fund on the S&P 500. You're just investing in 500 companies. Only the strategy is a little bit different. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. But a mother used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But a mother used the wrong call. Hitters in a bad place. And I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I looked at my current asset allocation yesterday here at the firm. Of course, it varies from account to account because every account we still manage individually, but we do have four or five broad categories that those accounts fall into. If you come in on board with me, you know, we start fresh. As I find something, you start with a clean slate. As I find something, or if you bring in stocks to me, you know, the first thing I do is clean up the garden, man. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to send a guy in there, me, to take a look and get rid of the weeds and get rid of anything that's choking out your garden. Then we got to get the soil prepared. We got to get it rototilled. We got to get some air into it. And then one by one, methodically, we have to pick off opportunities that come along either on the long side of the market, which I'm still 50% invested in the market on the long side and things that are still holding up well. I have 40% cash right now, and I have a 10% shock absorber installed to make the ride a little bit more comfortable. You know, the transition phase is the most, it's the one that tests people's nerves the most. There's not a trend up, there's not a trend down. One day the market's up triple digits, the next day the market's down triple digits. That's because we're in a transitory phase. We're transitioning from a bull market, which has been taking place now for almost 7 years, and we're transitioning into, at some point in time down the road, a bear market. Markets go through cycles. Some say they're 7-year cycles. And if you think back, we had a bear market in 2001, a nasty one that began in the year 2000, one that took almost all of the air out of the tires of the NASDAQ 100. Many of you were around and remember that. I certainly was around managing money during that period of time. 7 years later, we had another bear market, 2008. It began late in 2007 when earnings started to level off and then earnings started to collapse at companies all across America and across the world. Now here we are, 7 years later, 2015, almost over, 3 months left, and we're seeing a leveling off of earnings here in the U.S. It began with the energy sector. That's taken about $8 per share. That's a chunk. You know, instead of making about $120 or 100, let's see, we would be at about 126 this year in earnings, compared to 118 last year. Instead, we lost $8 in earnings from the energy patch. We had a very strong dollar earlier in the year that took a lot out of the multinationals on the currency exchange when they bring those revenues back to the U.S., convert to U.S. dollars. And we've also had a slowdown in the global economy. People doing business with China, people doing business with Latin America, people doing business with other parts of the world that right now are not so good, including Europe. And that's all taken probably $10, $11, $12 per share out of the S&P 500. And now we're looking ahead to next year. And it looked like there was going to be a very strong rebound in earnings next year. Now that's starting to look more and more doubtful. I'll be adding up my numbers this week. I know what Goldman Sachs did. They have a lot more boots on the ground than I do. They lowered their earnings estimates for next year to $120 per share. That's a shocking number. If you go down to $120 per share, if they're right, and you use a multiple somewhere in that 16 area, which has been the 50-year average of the S&P 500, you get a target price of $1,900 on the S&P. Where are we right now? $1,900. That does not give me a lot of confidence. Now, here's another thing that I would say. I write my newsletter every single weekend. I've written it for 20 years now. But when I invented my app in 2008, that gave me a new source. A new source for the numbers that I come up with, the relative strength I come up with, the ideas I come up with. It's been an invaluable source to me. And in fact, I was inspired to write the app, and I'm making no promises here, but in 2008, I saw what was happening in the market. And I saw a lot of things at that time that were working well in the market, namely inverse funds, which were just being invented at that time, the ETFs. And I said, you know, the next time a bear market comes around, I want to be prepared. And I've spent the last 7 years working on my app. I think when we first released it, it had 2,700 different things to choose from. We're up to 4,200 now. We're going to be adding maybe 300 or 400 more in the next couple of weeks. I have a good research analyst now that I give a lot of jobs to. He's also a college graduate, recent, from one of California's finest schools. And we're going to add a lot more of the inverse mutual funds. Yes, there's inverse mutual funds out there. We're going to add a lot more of the mutual funds in general. We're going to add as many ETFs. Maybe we're missing a few. We're going to make sure that we have all of our bases covered, because I believe I'm looking under every single rock. I found that the more rocks I look under, the better knowledge of I have of what the best rocks are. I can remember back in the day I used to interview people to hire them, and maybe I would line up 15 interviews. The first guy would come in, I'd say, he's pretty good, you know. Then maybe the next person would go in, and I'd forget all about the first guy. He paled in comparison. Get to the third person, and I could tell that he was the worst of all. And by the more I interviewed, the better selection I could make in the end of the one that stood out as the best of the lot. Well, it's the same way in the stock market. I truly believe that the more rocks you look under, and if you're just going to limit yourself to stock index funds and bond index funds and cash, that's not very many rocks. There's a lot more out there that are available to professional money managers. And I will say this. Since March of 2009, I've been bullish on the market. I guess you could say I've been right about the market. And I've done my best to make money for folks. It's been an up and down process. We had a great year in 2013. 14 and 15 have been challenging years. It's been very difficult to make any kind of significant money because we've been transitioning. But I have been right about the market. I'm not the guy that's been crying that that gold was going to soar. You've seen the commercials. You know who they are. They've been wrong for 6 years. And now I'm saying, after 6 years of being a bull on the market, 6 years and 25 weeks, that there's a lot of things that I don't like what I see. Am I going to panic? No. I'm going to grip my hands on the steering wheel, and I'm going to look and do that much more research and work, and the cream is going to eventually rise to the top here. And we want to be invested in the cream, no matter where it comes from, no matter from under which rock it comes from. Because the more rocks we look at, the more the cream rises to the top. We do things a little bit differently here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Okay, enough of the doomsday talk, Gunderson. Hey, look, I'm just preparing you. I'm just preparing you for what I see out there, but I still see a lot of great stocks that I still own. Depends on the industry. You know, the third quarter of 2015 happened to be the worst quarterly loss in 4 years. As I look at most mutual funds, most stock mutual funds were down double digits during the third quarter of 2015. But there's still a lot of individual stocks within those mutual funds that did quite well. In the last two quarters of the show today, I'm going to talk about a couple here that I still like an awful lot. I still like my Bank of the Internet stock, BoFi, B-O-F-I. It's not in a bear market right now. It's not hitting new lows like the gold stocks are, or like the oil stocks are, or like the emerging markets are. No, it's closing in on new highs. In fact, it gapped up once again yesterday. It has nothing to do with being headquartered here in San Diego. That just happens to be a coincidence. My Best Stocks Now app found Bank of the Internet, BOFI, a long time ago. You know, it's got to be an advantage not to have to have all those bricks and mortars banks all over dotting the land. They have one branch. That's it. Everything else is done on the Internet. Brilliant idea. Sounds like Amazon.com to me. Sounds like the Amazon of banks. This was a $3 stock back in 2009. This is now a $130 stock. This is one of the rocks in my Best Stocks Now database. 4,127 as of yesterday, and it's one that happened to we found one time on a scavenger hunt. We go, what the heck is this BOFI? What's a BOFI? In fact, they don't even, the name of the company is BOFI Holding Company. It could be anything. It could be, you know, a firecracker. They make firecrackers, or they make granola. It doesn't really tell me what they do in the symbol, but it stands for Bank of the Internet. It's now a $2 billion company and counting. I can remember when it was a $100 million company. I've tried to get them on the air many times with me to interview the CEO. He's a busy guy. You know, I want my CEO busy. I want him managing things at the bank. Well, over the last 5 years, the bank stock has delivered 22% growth in earnings. In fact, if I look back to 2011, their earnings were $1.87 per share. That's 5 years ago. Next year, they're looking for $8.06 per share. And that pans out to 22% per year earnings growth. Okay, now you know my equation. Earnings growth almost always translates into stock price appreciation, and it has with Bank of the Internet. Over the last 10 years, BOFI is one of the stocks of the decade. And by the way, I continue to own Bank of the Internet, BOFI, in my aggressive growth account. And I tweeted out yesterday, look at the breakout here in BOFI. That's not exactly happening in a lot of stocks right now, breaking out and closing in on new highs. In fact, BOFI's old high is 134.79. It's now at 129.26. It's closing in. Will it see it? I don't know. We'll see. But it has done awfully well from a performance point of view. Again, over the last 10 years, BOFI has delivered 30.8% per year to investors. It's one of the stocks of the decade. Over the last 5 years, Bank of the Internet has delivered 61% per year. The market has delivered 11% average. Over the last 3 years, Bank of the Internet has delivered 70% per year to investors' returns. That's nice. I know. It's looking in the rearview mirror. It's track record. I know. Over the last 12 months, Bank of the Internet is up 77%. And I know the old axiom as well as anybody else, past performance is no guarantee or no indicator of future results. That's all we can say is they've had a good past performance. You can't knock the past performance. You know, we this year in San Diego, of course, in the off season, we got Matt Kemp from the Dodgers, and of course, the Padres had another very poor season. We're used to that in San Diego, but we have the best food. You know, if you come to Petco, between Phil's Barbecue and between Seaside Market's tri-tip sandwiches and Ho Dad's hamburgers, I dare you to name another ballpark that has better food. Who cares about the team? Oh, I know the Cardinals have 100 wins. Their food's lousy. All right. Anyways, we got Matt Kemp, and he got off to a slow start. But we all said to ourselves, the guy's got a long track record of driving in runs. And finally, yesterday, he drove in his 100th run of the season. So by the time it was all over, he did live up to his track record and drove in those 100 runs. But still, it looked pretty shaky there for the first few months of the season. But track record, you know, hey, it's all you can do is look at it and say, this is what they've done in the past. It seems to me that it's better to have a good, strong track record than to have one that hasn't been so good. A Bank of the Internet, BOFI, has had a terrific track record. Now, if we look at valuation, you know, it's okay. For a company growing this rapidly, that has been growing this rapidly, no guarantees that they'll continue to grow this rapidly in the future, but they've done awfully well. They are currently trading at 15.9, call it 16 times forward earnings, with a closing price of 128 yesterday and earnings estimates of 806 next year. That comes in at 16 times forward earnings. When I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a fast-growing bank stock on the internet with only one branch, boy, that keeps the overhead low, doesn't it? Keeps down the rent, keeps down the maintenance, keeps down the workforce. Bank of the Internet, I have a $205 target price on 5 years from now, 3 to 5 years from now. And Bank of the Internet is currently trading at 129. It passes the value test. Oh, it could be cheaper, but it's a superior company. It's one of the superior companies in its industry over the last decade. I mean, it's run circles around Citigroup. It's run circles around J.P. Morgan. It's run circles around Wells Fargo. You say, well, it must pay a dividend, Bill. All these bank stocks pay a dividend. Not Bank of the Internet. Nope. They're plowing, I guess, their money, their extra money, their profits back into the company to expand. They're currently at about $250, almost $300 million in annual sales now. And again, $2 billion in market cap. This is a small cap company. There's higher risk in small cap stocks. I have a tight leash on the stock. I have a line in the sand on the stock. It's been good to me off and on over the years. I continue to follow it. I currently have a position in it, about a 3 to 4% overall position in my aggressive growth portfolio, which is designed for those with longer term time horizons, those that have a little bit higher risk tolerance. Bank of the Internet, to me, is one of the better small cap rocks out there amongst the 4,000 or small caps, probably 2,000 stocks, maybe something like that. The Russell 2000 is 2,000 small cap stocks. This is one of the better ones. And in fact, when I compare it to mutual funds, ETFs, inverse funds, large caps, mid caps, small caps, micro caps, Chinese stocks, emerging market stocks, it comes in at number 19 out of 4,127. You can also Google my name. The last article I wrote, probably about time for a fresh article, but back on July 30th, I wrote up an article on Bank of the Internet. It was a lot cheaper then, and it's gone up since then. And I've reviewed this company several times on the air. You can go to my app. By the way, we have a little issue with the app. The new iOS version is not showing the comments at the bottom anymore. So the programmers have been notified. It's, you know, you kind of keep up with technology. It's ever changing. But you can tap down there, watch the last time I reviewed this stock. You can read my article from July 1st, which was on MarketWatch on Bank of the Internet. You can go clear back to, wow, I've been following this stock since 2013. Anyways, not a recommendation, but it's an example of a stock that's still working in a market that's turned pretty much flat, and even some areas of the market have turned bearish. But there's still those shiny rocks amongst the pile of rocks that we go through every day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about this past quarter, which was the worst quarterly loss in 4 years. Many of the most mutual funds, stock mutual funds, were down double digits for the quarter. You can blame China. You can blame oil. You can blame worries about the Fed, all of those ganging up on the market. And you can also blame lowering expectations now, which are starting to set in earnings for next year in the S&P 500. Goldman Sachs shockingly took their estimates for next year clear down to $120, which is the lowest on the street that I know of. Most folks are still up around $130. But Goldman Sachs has got a lot of boots on the ground out there, and if they're closer to being right than the other guys up around 130, I'll be doing my own numbers this week and see what I come up with. You've got a market that's worth 1900, and it's currently at 1900. And it looks to me like we're transitioning from the bull, which has been going for 6 years and 25 weeks. Every week I've stood firm, I've stood my ground, I've planted my feet, I put my neck on the line, and I said, I remain bullish on the U.S. stock market. I've avoided the international and emerging markets other than a few brief forays, which didn't work out. I've avoided the natural resources, gold, the oil stocks. I've tried to keep my clients in the very best areas of the market, and even they haven't done all that good. The average stock mutual fund during the quarter is down double digits. I worry that capitalism, American style, there's never been anything like it. Remember that show on TV, was it Love American Style? Boy, there's been some stinkers over the years, but I don't know. I guess growing up, I've seen that show a few times. Well, how about capitalism, America's? Not Venezuelan style. Venezuela's applauding what they heard U.S. representatives speaking about at the UN this past week, calling for an equal and just world by the year 2030. That sends a chill down my spine. I also mentioned the old saying, and it's true, because I've witnessed it many times. I stand here as a witness to you. Bull markets go up escalators. Bear markets can come down elevators. We have an elevator here at the building I'm in. It goes 20 floors. I get on at 19. I get off at 19. That thing goes down fast, man. It takes me a lot longer to climb up, which I do many times, to the 19th floor. It's slow and steady, step by step, but the elevator, whoop, all of a sudden the bottom drops out and I'm at the bottom. So you have to be careful. You have to be on guard for that, which makes me question the status quo amongst American financial planners. Have they planned for everything in your financial plan? Have they planned for the what ifs? That's all I know is the software that we have here for financial planning does not include inverse funds, which I believe can truly be quite valuable, if nothing else, as a shock absorber to help take some bump out of the ride, to make the ride a little smoother. And they can be quite profitable if we were to start down in an elevator. The financial ETF inverse went up fourfold back in 2008. So you know what? It's one of the rocks on the beach. We were talking last night, Sanford and myself. We're both fishermen. We used to take the scouts over to San Clemente Island, which is owned by the Navy. It's about 50 miles offshore. It's beautiful. It's pristine. There's no cities on it. It's owned by the Navy. One end of the island, they shoot missiles at it and bomb little fake villages, you know. You don't want to be fishing for calico bass when that happens. Sanford recalled the time when they were over there fishing in a skiff, and all of a sudden a couple missiles went over their head and hit the island and exploded. They said, you know, we better move to a different spot. But any times, we used to go over there with the Boy Scouts, and the Navy would fly us over there. I mean, this is the greatest trip of all time. I got to get our current scout trip. They probably don't even know about this. The Navy flies you over there, right here from North Island, across the harbor from me, on a plane. They land you. You send your trailer on a barge a week in advance with all of your tents and your flashlights and all of your equipment and all your non-perishables. And they take you down to this little cove right on San Clemente Island, and you spend about 4 or 5 days there. And then on Sunday, you all eat in the mess hall. It's a great trip. But one day, we went over to the weather side of the island. It was nothing but rocks. You know, the smooth, round kind of rocks that have been smoothed out over the years, all the rough edges taken away. They're really quite beautiful. There had to be more than 4,120 on that beach. We picked through the rocks. We found all kinds of interesting things out there. Old lobster gauges. We found first aid kits that somehow they had lost from maybe the Navy SEAL boats. We found all kinds of interesting things over there. But the stock market, there's rocks to go through, to sift through. It's a massive process. And some of the rocks that are starting to shine to me right now are some of these inverse funds. And I at least want to get you comfortable with inverse funds. And once again, I would say this. There's nothing different than owning an S&P 500 index fund, which everybody is totally comfortable with. Okay, I own 500 stocks. But what happens when the S&P 500 starts going down? The opposite of that is SH. The upside, the bull side of that is SPY, S-P-Y. The inverse side of that is SH. Just think of it as you're investing in 500 of the greatest stocks in America, only they're starting to go down the escalator instead of up the escalator. All right? It's not that scary of a thing. Take a few steps. I'm not saying to be 100% short the market. I have a 10% position, and I believe it's one of the asset classes, one of the so-called buckets that everybody talks about, but very few people use this bucket or know anything about this bucket and don't know how to employ this bucket. Hedging's been going on since the beginning of time almost. All right. Anyways, look, we do things a little bit differently here. We try to take into account all the what-ifs. You can't take into account all the what-ifs. But there's a few what-ifs that the others aren't thinking about that we have right here in the quiver of arrows that we have to shoot at the market to try to get your financial plan through tough times, too. This is Bill Gunderson. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.